Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, English Mastery, a beginner's guide to language learning, where we make learning easy and fun. I'm your host, Lisa. In today's episode, we're diving into the world of grammar and sentence structure. Don't worry if you find it intimidating, because we're going to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about the building blocks of sentences, the parts of speech. These are the basic categories of words that we use to construct sentences. The main parts of speech are nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, pronouns, prepositions, conjunctions, and interjections. Nouns are words that name people, places, things, or ideas. For example, dog, house, and love are all nouns. Verbs are action words that describe what someone or something is doing. Words like run, eat, and sleep are all verbs. Adjectives are words that describe or modify nouns. They add detail or information about the noun. For instance, in the phrase big dog, big is the adjective describing the size of the noun dog. Adverbs, on the other hand, modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They tell us how, when, where, or to what extent something is happening. Words like quickly, happily, and very are adverbs. Pronouns are words used in place of nouns. Instead of saying someone's name repeatedly, we can use pronouns like he, she, or it. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun and other words in a sentence. Words like on, in, and under are prepositions. Conjunctions are words that join words, phrases, or clauses together. Common conjunctions include and, but, and or. Lastly, interjections are words used to express emotion or sudden bursts of feeling. Examples include wow or ouch. Now that we've covered the parts of speech, let's move on to subject-verb agreement. This simply means that the subject of a sentence must agree with the verb in terms of number. For example, if the subject is singular, the verb must also be singular, and vice versa. Let's break it down further with some examples. In the sentence, the cat chases the mouse, the subject cat is singular, so the verb chases is also singular. However, in the sentence, the cats chase the mice, both the subject cats and the verb chase are plural. Subject-verb agreement helps to ensure that sentences are clear and grammatically correct. It might seem like a small detail, but it makes a big difference in how effectively we communicate. Now, let's talk about constructing simple sentences. A simple sentence consists of just one independent clause, which contains a subject and a verb and expresses a complete thought. For example, the sentence "the sun shines brightly" is a simple sentence. It has a subject "sun" and a verb "shines," and it expresses a complete thought. Simple sentences are like building blocks that we can use to create more complex sentences. To make sentences more interesting, we can add adjectives and adverbs to provide more detail and description. For instance, instead of saying "the dog barked," we could say "the loud dog barked loudly." Additionally, we can use conjunctions to join simple sentences together and create compound sentences. For example, we can say, "the sun is shining, and the birds are singing." In this compound sentence, two simple sentences are joined by the conjunction and. So, to recap, we've covered the parts of speech, subject-verb agreement, and simple sentence construction. These are the foundational elements of grammar and sentence structure, and understanding them will help you become a better communicator. Well, that's all for today's episode. We hope you found it helpful and informative. Join us next time for more tips and tricks to improve your language skills. Until then, keep practicing and never stop learning.